It's Arts Spotlight, and the Lafayette Chamber Singers are performing on Sunday, May 6th, at Unitarian Universalist Church in West Lafayette. Join me is their founder and artistic director, Clayton Lean. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to WBAA and a really beautiful crafted program. And here in a minute, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the history. But tell us a little bit about the inspiration for A Little Night Music.
There is just so much music. And one of your challenges in establishing a program and with choral music is, what can I do? How can I arrange them to give some coherence or some kind of center to it? But I'm always looking for different ways of putting pieces together. And this time I decided, well, you know, there are an awful lot of pieces out there that have to do with nocturnal life. And they're the kinds of things that don't fit in easily in other concerts by themselves. So why not group them? And so I selected pieces that contrasted, sometimes violently, about the relationship that we do have to the night and the stars and the moon.
Clayton Lean is my guest from the Lafayette Chamber Singers, and their concert's coming up May 6th at the Unitarian Universalist Church. How long have you guys been together, and on average, how many concerts do you do?
Well, that part varies a lot, but we're on our 46th season. This is the end of our 46th season here in Lafayette. That's a long haul, and we are already well underway in getting the 47th started. When we started out, we specialized entirely in madrigals, and then we got tired of just doing English madrigals, so we started doing Spanish and French and German madrigals, and that was a lot of fun. And then we said, you know, we ought to go a little farther. So we gradually began to reach into other centuries. And right now, probably our two main specialties is we still do a great deal of Renaissance music, but we have gone farther. So we also do an enormous amount of contemporary music to also have new voices heard.
Can you imagine back in 1972 going, gosh, 40 years later, we're going to be doing more music and thinking towards 50 years of music making?
No, it never occurred to us. We were just kind of interested in singing a few things. And, you know, we started out principally singing for conferences at Purdue and then for parties and for friends. We gradually developed a concert season. And now we have at least three major concerts a year. We have a fall concert, sometimes a theme concert, sometimes a Christmas concert. Next year will be a Christmas concert. And then we have our Valentine's Day bash. And then we have a major program in the spring, sometime in May.
Tell us a little bit about the makeup of the group. How many singers in general are there, and has it grown, about stayed the same over the years? And is there a staff? I know that you're sort of the director, and I imagine have an incredible library now of choral music. But tell us a little bit about the nuts and bolts of the Lafayette Chamber Singers.
Okay, well, we started out relatively small. I think we had 7 singers when we first began, 7, 8. Then we went up to 9, and then we went up to 12 over the first, 4 years or so. We're now, depending upon the season, we're now somewhere between 15 and 18 or 19, partly because we have some Purdue faculty, so they are off on a sabbatical. We'll add a member, and then we decide, hey, this is good just to have another member. So we're now at roughly 17. There's very little staff. I'm the director, but one of the things that had to change as we grew and gave more concerts was that we used to handle all the business end within the group. Well, that came a point where that was just too much. So we have a board of directors that helps us, and they help in things like fundraising and many of the aspects of administrative detail that have to be taken care of. They take care of that. So it's a board, singers, and then I am the artistic director, and I choose the season, material, that kind of thing. So and my wife is the accompanist of the group, so she has a very prominent place in a number of pieces here. It's been a wonderful journey for us, you know, and we still have a couple members that are almost original members or very near the beginning, so.
There often will be a cappella work, there'll be a work with piano and choir, there may be a solo or a featured member. And again, that sort of must be sort of nice because not everything is soprano, alto, tenor, bass, and composers will create a variety. And sometimes when you want to feature a composer, when you've discovered someone like Ola Yalo or Libby Larson and go, oh gosh, well, she's got, you know, this female ensemble, or she's got this male chorus, or he's got this, you know, solo for tenor, piano, and choir. It's got to be fun to be able to expand and learn some of these. And I imagine at some point someone might say, oh, Clayton, you know, I'd love to sing this. You know, I know this Aaron Copland song, and I'm a mezzo. I want to, you know, do this with choir. That there's got to be a lot of fun ways to showcase members of the group, not just as an ensemble, which you guys do wonderfully, but also be able to vary it a little bit.
That's right. We do a lot of small ensemble work. In the fall, for example, we featured a very little performed, magnificent work by Amy Beach for male chorus that she did earlier in her career. You know, and I love discovering things like that. But also, we can break down to very small ensembles at any given time and do regularly for that kind of thing. And there's just a tremendous amount of music for that. It also helps vary the sound over the course of a concert. And one of the things I know the group kids me about is I also frequently switch people around in the group depending upon the range of a part to reinforce it, to bring out a little more in a given line in the middle of a piece, or also sometimes switch people to different parts, bring tenors down to the bass, bring a baritone up into the lower tenor section, so that even the sound of the group isn't always the same, even though there were only four parts. I would switch it around so that the sound itself is a little different. The overtone series vary a bit.
Clayton Lean is my guest, and A Little Night Music takes place Sunday, May 6th at the afternoon at the Unitarian Universalist Church in West Lafayette, going 46 years strong. I know there is music by Morten Lauritsen, one of America's great composers, that has a couple of selections here. If you haven't been to a concert, he's someone that frequently will appear. Francis Poulenc is on this program, and I know you guys have done some of his music, and it's got to be a fun challenge sometimes to have English, French, all sorts of languages.
Yes, and we're lucky we have people who can coach us on those, but that's another thing we like to sing in original languages often. And I think it makes a difference because it fits the composers have a sense of what the rhythms are of various languages, and it makes a difference when you hear the words in their language projected perfectly in terms of the rhythms on the page.
Where can folks find out more about the concerts? Because I know you'll be announcing next season soon, the 47th season, and this concert, obviously. I know you guys have a website, and is there
a
phone?
We do. If people just want to type in Lafayette Chamber Singers, they'll reach our website. There's another group that is also in Lafayette elsewhere in the country, but they'll get our website, and we have full information on our concerts and how to get tickets there as well. You can order tickets online as well.
All right, and I know you guys do a Facebook page and all that sort of good stuff. So, well, Clayton, it's great to see you, and we hope you'll come back.
Thank you. It's great to be here.